It's a bit hot in here.
Je to trochu teplo.
And it's going to get hotter.
A bude ešte teplejšie.
Who speaks English around here?
Kto tu vie po anglicky?
You want? This was the homily for today. Just...
To bola dnešná homilia, môžete si prečítať.
This is what I've prepared for now.
Toto je, čo som si pripravil na teraz.
And sister has looked over it.
A ja som sa už na to pozrela.
Sister Julianne. And I'm very sorry, sister.
Už zase ti niečo iné hovorí.
You were actually wasting your time, you know?
Že som to bola strata času, že som si to pozrela.
So, you know, I was thinking when I was sitting down there listening to Father Lobo and not understanding anything.
Keď som tam sedel teraz na stoličke a počúval som otca Luba a nič som mu nerozumel.
I was wondering, you know, I was thinking about the last time I was in Slovakia.
Rozmýšľal som nad tým posledným razom, čo som bol na Slovensku.
And that was 14 or 15 years ago.
A to bolo pred 14 alebo 15 rokmi.
And I remember coming into Slovakia and well, I didn't think much, you know, coming up to Bratislava.
Nič som si tak pritom nemyslel, keď som prichádzal v Bratislave, som sa blížil.
Passing Bratislava and then coming into some very nice green parts with lots of mountains near the border there with Poland, I think.
A potom som prišiel ale do oblasti, kde bolo už veľa kopcov, už to začalo byť také kopcovité, pekné, zelené a už sme sa blížili, myslím, k hraniciam s Polskom.
All of that. That was a translation?
Yeah.
Wow. I remember I thought to myself this looks like Ireland.
Ja som si myslel, toto vyzerá ako Írsko.
And it made me feel at home.
A cítil som sa ako doma.
And now that I see you.
Teraz keď vidím vás.
I don't feel at home at all.
Už sa vôbec necítim ako doma.
I feel there's a butterfly in my stomach.
Tak mám také motýliky v žalúdku.
And I feel very nervous.
A som taký nervózny, bojím sa trochu.
Because even though I have a message here, I just don't know, you know, what's more important to tell you.
Hoci tu mám posolstvo, ktoré vám chcem povedať, predsa neviem, čo by bolo to najdôležitejšie, aby som vám povedal.
You know, the theme that Father Lobo gave me.
Tá téma, ktorú mi dal otec Lubo,
is about forgiveness.
Je o odpustení.
And yeah, I was thinking that, you know, what would happen if this, okay, this is the second time here in Slovakia. But what would happen if this were the last time in Slovakia?
Toto je druhý krát, čo som na Slovensku, ale som si tak myslel, čo by bolo, keby toto bolo posledný krát?
You know, what would it be like if this were the very, very last words that I could say to you?
Keby toto boli tie posledné slova, ktoré vám môžem povedať, čo by to bolo?
You know, because tomorrow I... bang into a truck or on the highway.
Môže byť, že zajtra niekde narazím na diaľnici do nejakého kamionu.
Or I get a, you know, brain hemorrhage or something, you know.
Alebo,
could happen.
Alebo budem mať
I was thinking a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah, I'm thinking že budem mať ako? Áno, mozgovú príhodu, ďakujem.
If, you know, if my brain switched off, click. No?
Zrazu vypne môj mozog.
You know, what would I say to you?
Čo by som vám teraz povedal?
I would probably say to you, make sure.
Pravdepodobne by som vám povedal.
That at the end of your days.
Postarajte sa o to, aby na konci vášho života.
No matter what happens.
Čokoľvek, čo by sa stalo.
You reach your final goal.
Urobte všetko preto, aby ste dosiahli váš posledný cieľ.
Because that's the only important thing that really matters.
Pretože to je tá jediná dôležitá vec, na ktorej záleží.
All the rest is relevant when it comes down to the final goal.
Keď hovoríme o poslednom cieli.
All the rest is a means of getting to the final goal.
Všetko ostatné sú len prostriedky, aby sme sa k tomu cieľu dostali.
If tomorrow God were to call you.
Keby si vás zajtra Boh povolal.
Are you ready?
Ste pripravení?
And if you're not.
Ak nie.
What would you have to do in order to be ready?
Čo musíte urobiť preto, aby ste boli na to pripravení?
What would you have to change?
Čo by ste museli zmeniť?
What would you have to think, say and do?
Čo by ste si museli pomyslieť, povedať a urobiť?
And what are you waiting for?
Na čo čakáte?
And one of the and the World Youth Day in Germany.
Keď bolo stretnutie mládeže v Nemecku.
I was on at about 11 o'clock in the morning. I was on Budengasse.
Bol som asi o 11:00 do obeda na jednej z ulic.
Coming out, even though it was 11 o'clock, I was coming out of having a meal in a Chinese restaurant.
Práve som vychádzal, bol som po obede, hoci bolo len 11 hodín, ale sme mali predtým práve obed v čínskej reštaurácii.
Chinese because it was quick, cheap and a lot.
Čínska reštaurácia, pretože to išlo rýchlo, bolo to lacné, bolo toho veľa.
And at 11 o'clock, because the Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, was coming in just a few hours, and I wanted to get as quickly as possible to the Domplatz, to the place where he was going to meet everybody.
A bolo to 11, pretože niekoľko hodín neskôr mal prísť Svätý Otec Benedikt XVI na to hlavné námestie pred, pred domom v Kolíne.
In Cologne. You said it already. Wow. And so there were hundreds of thousands of youth, you know,
tam 100 tisíce mladí,
all over the city,
celom meste,
going up and down the streets. They were singing.
Chodili hore dole ulicami, spievali.
They were playing the guitar.
Hrali na gitarách.
Not as good as you people.
Nie tak dobré ako vy.
But they were trying their best, you know. And they were hugging one another.
A objímali sa.
People from all nations.
Ľudia zo všetkých národov.
You had flags all over the place.
Videli ste tam všetky zástavy svetových krajín.
The flag from Slovenia was flying in thousands of different places because there were thousands of people from Slovakia.
Tam bola slovenská zástava na každom rohu, lebo 100 tisíc ľudí zo Slovenska sa tam.
Thousands of people from France, maybe hundreds of thousands from Poland, from every other land.
Tisícky ľudí z Francúzska, možno 100 tisíc ľudí z
from Brazil,
z Brazílie,
from everywhere, all over the world.
Z celého sveta.
It was an amazing event. And just then I was coming down Budengasse.
A bolo to všetko veľmi úžasné, keď som práve išiel dole tou ulicou.
And I realized, uh-oh, I realized.
A uvedomil som si,
I realized this is the red light district of Cologne.
Uvedomil som si, že teraz som sa práve dostal do takých uličiek, ten red light district, no také zlá štvrť Kolína.
There was a place there with lots of hearts and ladies.
Také miesto, kde bolo veľa srdiečok a žien.
What do you call it? Photographs.
Fotky, žien.
And it was called Mon Chéri.
A volalo sa to Mon Chéri.
And there was another place called Chez Nous.
A druhé miesto, ktoré sa takto volalo.
Three or four of these places.
Tri, štyri také.
But the women who worked there,
a ženy, ktoré tam pracovali,
were outside the doors.
Stali pred dverami.
So I'm walking down Budengasse.
A tak ja idem po tej ulici.
And all of a sudden somebody does this.
A niekto mi zrazu urobí takto, ma potiahne za rukav.
And it was one of these ladies.
A to bola jedna z týchto žien.
And along with her came two others.
A spolu s ňou prišli ďalšie dve.
There was a fourth lady.
Tam bola potom štvrtá žena.
Who started shouting at them.
Ktorá na nich začala kričať.
That they should come back.
Že sa majú vrátiť.
But they came over to me anyway, and so I was surrounded by three prostitutes.
Ale oni napriek tomu išli za mnou a ja som zrazu bol obkolesený tromi prostitútkami.
And I asked them, can I do something for you?
A ja som sa tak spýtal, môžem niečo pre vás urobiť?
And one of these ladies, she must have been around 21, 22 years old.
Jedna z týchto mladých žien mala možno 20-21 rokov.
So more or less the age of some of you.
Teda bola v podstate vo vašom veku.
And she said, what's going on here?
A ona povedala, čo sa tu deje?
I thought to myself, she doesn't know what's going on here. I mean, all the world knows what's going on.
Nevie, čo sa v meste deje, veď celý svet vie, čo sa v tom čase tam dialo.
I said, it's the world you stay.
Ja som povedal, že je svetový deň mladí, že...
She said, why are there so many people and they're so happy?
Prečo je tu toľko ľudí a sú takí šťastní?
They're so happy and yet nobody is drunk.
Oni sú takí šťastní a nikto nie je opitý.
Do you know that, just parenthesis? You know, after the World Youth Day, tons and tons and tons of rubbish was collected.
Po svetovom dni mládeže tam potom pozbierali tony a tony smeti.
Paper, plastic bottles all over the place.
Papiere a plastikové fľaše všade.
There were only 27 beer bottles.
Ale 27 fľašiek od piva.
1,500,000 youth, 27 beer bottles.
1,500,000 mladých a vypil 27 piv.
Wow. And this lady asks, you know, how come everybody is so drunk, is so happy, and nobody's drunk?
Ako je to možné, že sú všetci takí šťastní, nikto nie je opitý?
You know, there's a lot more people here than in Oktoberfest. Means carnival time and party time in Germany.
Oktoberfest at the university.
Okay, well then you know what it is. There's a lot more people here than by in Oktoberfest.
Oveľa viac ľudí príde na Oktoberfest, pozrite.
But nobody's coming inside.
Ale nikto nepríde dovnútra.
That's why they were outside, because there were no clients inside.
A ona hovorí, že preto stojíme vonku pred dverami, pretože nikto nevchádza dovnútra.
What's going on?
Čo sa tu deje?
It's the World Youth Day.
A ja hovorím, je svetový deň mládeže.
What's that?
A to čo je?
I said, well, it's really not a day, it's a whole week.
Ja som povedal, že to nie je vlastne deň, to je celý týždeň.
But, you know, the Pope is coming.
Ale príde pápež.
When I said to this to these three young ladies, especially one in particular,
keď
that the Pope is coming,
trom mladým ženám povedal a jedna z nich tak najviac na to reagovala, keď som povedal, že príde pápež.
I could see that something was happening in her face.
Ja som videl v jej tvári, že sa v nej niečo deje.
And then she asked me,
ona sa ma spýtala,
the Pope is coming? I said, yes.
Pápež príde, že áno.
John Paul II, the second is coming.
Jan Pavol II príde.
And I said, I thought to myself, on what planet am I living in right now?
Ja som si myslel, že na akej planete to žijem.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know.
Že ona ani nevie, ona nevie.
And I said, no, John Paul II is dead.
A ja, že Jan Pavol II už zomrel.
And when I said that,
a keď som to povedal,
This prostitute started crying.
Sa rozplakala.
And the other two were kind of hugging her, you know, trying to get her to calm down.
A tie ostatné dve ju tak obýmali, ju tak chceli upokojiť.
And the fourth was shouting even louder, telling them to come back.
A tá štvrtá na nich ešte hlasnejšie kričala, že sa majú už vrátiť, aby išli späť do práce.
So I didn't know what to do.
A ja som nevedel, čo mám teraz robiť.
Yeah. I said, no, you don't get it. You see, he died, but there's another pope.
Ja som povedal, že vy to nechápete, on síce zomrel, ale máme ďalšieho pápeža.
And before I said this, she said to me.
A predtým, ako som jej to povedal, ona mi vraví.
You see, about five years ago.
Pred 5 rokmi.
Yeah. I was in Rome.
Som bola v Ríme.
Yeah. And the Pope was about 5 meters away from me.
A pápež bol len 5 metrov odo mňa.
I looked in his eyes.
Ja som sa mu pozrela do očí.
And he looked in mine.
A on sa pozrel na mňa.
And I felt something so beautiful.
A ja som zrazu cítila niečo tak krásne.
And so that's why she cried.
A preto plakala.
And I said to her, no, there's another pope coming. And her eyes lit up.
A ja hovorím, že ale máme ďalšieho pápeža. Ten príde a zrazu jej zažiarili oči.
She didn't even know that there could be another pope.
Ona nevedela, že nejaký ďalší pápež by vôbec mohol existovať.
I said, no, there is another pope. His name is Benedict.
A hovorím, áno, máme pápeža, volá sa Benedikt.
And he's coming to Cologne. That's why all these people are here.
A príde do Kolína, preto sú tu všetci títo ľudia.
And he's going to be 500 meters from here in about 1.5 hours.
A hovorím, asi 500 metrov odtiaľto bude o hodinu a pol tam na tom námestí.
You just take the first left.
Započíte doľava na tom prvej
uličke.
Pôjdete oproti tam, kde je obrovský kostol. To je najväčší chrám v Nemecku, Kolínska katedrála. A tam bude.
The three prostitutes.
A tie tri prostitútky nechali tú, čo na nich kričala, tak.
And they turned left, first left.
A do prvej uličky doľava zabočili.
They were there for the Pope.
Boli tam, keď tam prišiel pápež.
I still have contact with this person.
A ja s touto osobou ešte dodnes som v kontakte.
You see, she gave me her telephone.
Ona mi dala svoje telefónne číslo. A ja som jej dal moje.
She's working in a thing called, I don't know if you have it here, but it's in Germany, it's Rewe. It's R-E-W-E, Rewe.
Pracuje v obchode, ktoré sa tak
it's
volá.
It's like Billa.
Je tak Billa.
Yeah, she's working in a place, she's working there.
Ona
and she's earning a decent living.
A dobre si za to zarobí.
She had to pay thousands of euros to get free.
A ona musela tisícky euro zaplatiť, aby sa mohla oslobodiť od tej práce, ktorú robila predtým.
But she did it.
Ale ona to urobila.
She changed.
A zmenila sa.
Benedict XVI changed her life.
Benedikt 16 zmenil jej život.
And she didn't turn back.
A už sa viac k tomu nikdy nevrátil.
She looked towards the future.
Pretože hľadela do budúcnosti.
She went to confession.
Išla na spoveď.
Of the other two ladies.
A tie ďalšie dve.
I haven't heard from them since.
Odvtedy som od nich nič nepočul.
Disappeared from the map.
Úplne sa stratili z dohľadu.
And when I think of those ladies, you know who else I think of?
A keď myslím na tie ženy, viete, na koho ešte myslím?
I think of Mary Magdalene.
Myslím na Máriu Magdalénu.
You know, I am totally convinced.
Ja som úplne presvedčený.
That no matter what kind of a past we have had.
Že nezáleží na tom, akú sme mali minulosť.
We can have a better future.
Môžeme mať lepšiu budúcnosť.
I told you that I had long hair down to here.
Hovoril som vám, že som mal také dlhé vlasy.
Peace, love and flowers for many years.
Pokor, láska, kvety.
Yeah.
Mnoho rokov.
And then another time in my life, very, very short hair.
A potom ďalšie obdobie mojho života som mal veľmi, veľmi krátke vlasy.
With a rifle in my hand.
So zbraňou v ruke.
With a pistol in my side.
S pištolou na boku.
Grenades.
Granáty.
War.
Vojna.
Death.
Smrť.
And here I am right now.
A teraz som tu.
I thought if Mary Magdalene can do it, I can do it too.
Ja som si myslel, keď to dokázala Maria Magdalena, dokážem to aj ja.
I don't know how bad you have been in your past.
Neviem, aká bola vaša minulosť, aká zlá bola vaša minulosť.
There's not one person here, man, woman.
Ale nie je tu žiaden taký človek, či to je žena alebo muž.
Who is worse than what I was.
Ktorý by bol býval horší, ako som bol ja.
Do you know? I'll tell you a story.
Poviem vám príbeh.
It's not a story, it's happened.
Nie je to len príbeh, stalo sa to.
I was 16 years old.
Mal som 16 rokov.
How long do I have, Father?
Ako dlho môžem hovoriť?
You're going to give me 5 minutes or you're going to give me half an hour or you're going to give me an hour?
Mám 5 minút, pol hodinu, hodinu.
How long are you going to stay sitting down there?
Ako dlho
really?
Vydržíte sedieť?
Yeah, I suppose you have to study as well this evening.
Asi musíte ešte niečo študovať dnes večer.
I don't want to. If anybody is getting bored, just get up.
Ak sa začnete nudiť, kľudne sa postavte a odíte.
You know, I would not feel insulted.
Ja sa nebudem cítiť tým dotknutým.
I couldn't care less.
Mne to vôbec nevadí.
So, there was I was 16 years old.
Mal som 16.
I'm coming out of school.
Vyšiel som zo školy.
In Limerick, that's southwest Ireland.
Bolo to v meste Limerick, to je juhozápadné Írsko.
It was 5 minutes to 4 in the afternoon.
Bolo o 5 minút 4 hodiny po obede.
I used to hate school.
Ja som nenávidel školu.
Because, and I was expelled from school 7 times.
A 7 krát ma vylúčili zo školy.
Yeah. And I'm not going to tell you why.
A nepoviem vám, za čo to bolo.
Because I don't want to give you ideas.
Pretože nechcem vám dať nápady.
So, I'm coming out of school, myself and my friends.
Takže vyšli sme z tej školy, ja, moji priatelia.
This was about 1 month before I got my first motorbike.
Toto bolo asi tak mesiac predtým, ako som mal tú prvú motorku.
So I need either to get a bus or walk.
Takže ja som buď musel ísť autobusom, alebo pešo.
And we come out of school and down in the distance on the same street as we were.
A keď sme teda vyšli z tej školy, tak na tej istej ulici v diaľke.
There was a building, a large building.
Bola veľká budova.
On fire.
A horela.
Flames.
Bolo to v plameňoch tá budova.
Wow, I'd never seen a building in flames before.
A som si myslel, wow, nikdy som ešte nevidel budovu v plameňoch.
So I was curious to find out what this is like.
Tak ma to zaujímalo, že čo
so
to bude.
So myself and my pals, we go downtown.
A tak ja a moji priatelia sme išli tam do
mesta. Just about maybe a kilometer away from us.
Bolo to asi tak kilometer.
It's Todd's store. Todd's, the name of the store is Todd's.
Názov toho obchodu sa volal, že Todd.
The bottom floor was ladies' clothes.
Spodné poschodie bolo oblečenie pre dámy.
The second floor was men's clothes.
Druhé poschodie bolo pre mužov.
And on the next level there were Wohnungen.
A potom tam boli byty.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. There was a paper store, a paper
ešte
store.
Ešte tam bol obchod s papierníctvo a potom na štvrtom poschodí boli byty.
On the fourth floor there were 3 apartments.
Boli tam 3 byty.
And when we got to the building, we realized, oh, this is where the O'Donovans live.
A vtedy sme, keď sme tam prišli, tak sme si uvedomili, aha, že človek, ktorého poznáme, tu býva v tomto dome.
My best friend way back then was Frank O'Donovan.
A môj najlepší priateľ z tých čias bol Frank O'Donovan, ktorý tam
býval. And he wasn't at school that day.
A on v ten deň neprišiel do školy.
And we get there just at the moment when the O'Donovan family are coming out the side entrance.
A práve sme prišli pred tú budovu vtedy, keď celá tá rodina vychádzala z bočného vchodu.
There was a whole lot of firemen.
Bolo tam veľa požiarníkov.
They were just pouring water into the building.
Strikali vodu do tej budovy a snažili sa to zahasiť.
The whole thing was a mess.
Ale to bolo to nemožné celé, to bol jeden veľký chaos.
This is the last family, hopefully, out of the building.
A oni dúfali, že to bola že už to bola posledná rodina, ktorú dostali z budovy.
And everybody starts clapping.
A všetci začínajú tlieskať.
There's Mr. O'Donovan.
Bol tam pán O'Donovan.
Mrs. O'Donovan.
Pani.
James O'Donovan.
James
was a pretty big guy.
Bol to taký veľký chlapec.
He was really good for playing rugby.
On veľmi dobre, bol dobrým hráčom rugby.
I used to play rugby too. I was the smallest on my team.
Ja som bol najmenší v našom tíme, ja som tiež hraval.
I was about 15 kilos less.
Mal som o 50 kilo menej.
Very athletic.
Bol som taký atlet teraz.
Yeah, okay. And Margarita was about maybe, she was about 5 or 6 years old at the time.
A Margarita mala možno 5 alebo 6 rokov v tom čase.
And everybody's clapping.
A všetci tlieskajú, že sa tí ľudia dostali von.
And all of a sudden,
a zrazu,
we hear a really weird noise.
Zrazu sme počuli zvláštny zvuk.
I can remember it, but I can't describe it.
Ja si ho pamätám, ale neviem ho opísať.
It's kind of like, more or less like a pig, a wildschwein.
Aha, ako divá svinia.
That has been wounded.
Ktorú niekto zranil.
It was that kind of a scream.
To bol taký krik.
And we all look up to where the scream is coming from.
Sa všetci pozreli tým smerom hore, odkiaľ tento zvuk prichádzal.
It's coming from the fourth floor.
A videli sme, že to je zo štvrtého poschodia.
It's coming from the apartment of the O'Donovans.
A stále to bolo z toho bytu tejto rodiny.
It's coming from the bathroom window.
A bolo to z oblúka kúpeľne.
The bathroom window is broken.
Ktoré bolo už rozbité.
There are flames on the right, the left and under.
A vychádzali plamene z prava, z ľava, zo spodu.
And at that window,
a v tom okne
is standing Frank.
Stál Frank.
I don't know if you have ever been in a situation where you would like to do something but you can't.
Neviem, či ste už niekedy boli v situácii, kedy by ste naozaj chceli niečo urobiť, ale nemôžete.
You know exactly what you would like to do.
Viete presne, čo by ste chceli urobiť,
but you can't do it.
Ale nemôžete.
Impossible.
Je to nemožné.
You're helpless.
Nemôžete pomôcť, ste úplne bezmocný.
And then I saw James.
A veľký James.
Yeah, this James. I'll describe James a little more for you.
Trochu vám ho lepšie opíšem.
He was... There were a lot of... Let's put it this way. A lot of girls in Limerick were kind of in love with James.
Poviem vám, opíšem vám ho takto. Mnoho dievčat z Limericku bolo do neho zalúbených.
No, he wasn't George, what do you call him? The guy that just got married, George Clooney. He was much better than George Clooney.
Nebol to okay? George Clooney, bol oveľa.
This was a real guy. I learned, he taught me how to play the guitar.
On ma naučil hrať na gitare.
He was a really good dancer and the girls were crazy about him.
On veľmi dobre tancoval a dievčatá boli do neho zbláznené.
And he looks at his father's eyes.
On sa pozrel do očí svojho otca.
And there's kind of an understanding there.
A oni dvaja bolo vidno, že si rozumeli.
And now what I'm going to tell you.
A teraz to, čo vám poviem.
It takes me longer to tell it than what really happened in reality.
Oveľa dlhšie mi trvá vám to porozprávať, ako čo sa vtedy stalo.
Because all this takes place in seconds.
Pretože to sa všetko udialo za pár sekúnd.
This big guy James
veľký chalan
turns around,
sa otočil,
pushes a few people out of the way,
odohnal zo pár ľudí alebo odsunul zo pár ľudí.
He runs towards that door,
utekal k dverám.
Two firemen try to stop him.
Dvaja požiarníci sa snažili ho zastaviť.
He pushes them away.
On ich odsotil.
He's in the building.
A utekal do budovy.
They were not going to go in after him.
A oni určite nechceli ísť za ním.
Nobody was going to go in.
Nikto by nešiel do tej budovy.
The next, nobody knows how this happened.
A nikto nevie, ako sa to udialo.
The next thing that we see, because it was kind of like from here up to there. That's all it was.
To bolo len ako odtiaľto tam do rohu hore.
I mean, this between us and there, there's maybe 30 meters. Okay, maybe 40 meters, put it at 50 meters.
Možno, že everybody 30, could see. 40, 50 metrov, ale každý tam dovidel.
And the next thing we see is that James is behind Frank.
A hneď, čo sme videli ďalšie, bolo, že James už stojí za tým
Frank. And he starts shaking Frank.
A on s ním triasol.
Because Frank is still screaming like a pig.
Pretože on ešte stále kričal ako zviera, ako tá divá svinia.
But he's in a state of shock.
On bol v šoku.
Anybody here studies medicine?
Niekto z vás to študuje medicínu?
Nobody.
Nikto?
No medical, I'm traumatized. There's no medical field.
Ja mám traumu z toho. Nikto tu nebude pracovať v medicíne, v oblasti medicíny.
Doesn't matter. In any case, you know, he's in a state of shock. State of shock means that you're in total danger.
Čiže on bol v šoku. To znamená, že ste v totálnom nebezpečenstve.
But you don't do anything. You can't
ale už nedokážete nič urobiť. Už neviete,
you're like
čo robiť.
This, and you can't move.
Vy ste úplne strnuli a nedokážete sa hýbať.
It's kind of a semi-subconscious state.
Je to ako také podvedomý stav.
Then James gets his fist, which is a lot bigger than my one.
Potom James si dal ruku do peste, a ktorá bola oveľa väčšia ako moja.
And we could see how he thumped his brother.
A videli sme, ako jedno vrazil svojmu bratovi.
But there was no way he could get him out of his state of shock.
Ano, nedokázal dostať z tohto šoku.
Then he goes away for a split second.
Na pár sekúnd zmizol z dohľadu.
And comes back with a piece of a carpet.
A prišiel naspäť s kúskom koberca.
Yeah, he comes back with that. He wraps his brother in this.
Zabalil brata do tohto koberca.
Puts his brother on his shoulder.
Zobral si ho na plece.
And disappears.
A zmizol z dohľadu.
Everybody that's down, there's a silence. You can hear the water of the cannons.
Všetci boli úplne ticho, bolo počuť len vodu z tých kanónov.
You can hear the flames.
Bolo počuť praskot ohňa.
You can hear the screams of Frank.
Počuli ste kričať Franka.
Still.
Ešte stále kričal.
But everybody else is in a dead, flat silence.
Ale všetci ostatní boli úplne ticho.
The next thing we see.
A ďalšia vec, ktorú sme videli.
Is a ball of fire.
Sme videli takú ohňivú.
We can also now hear that James is screaming.
A už aj James kričal.
But so the two of them are screaming.
Takže obidvaja kričali.
And this ball of fire is coming towards the door.
Ohnivá gula sa rúti k dverám.
And we know what that ball of fire is.
A viete, čo to bolo?
Have you ever done the grill?
You know, niekedy ste grillovali?
And you just put the meat on the grill and it starts to sizzle.
Meso na grill a začne to tak.
Well, that's what was happening to James.
To bolo, čo sa dialo jemu.
When James gets to the door,
a keď sa James dostal k dverám,
he stumbled over something.
On sa o niečo potkol.
What? I don't know.
Neviem, čo to bolo.
But when he stumbled over this, what was on his shoulder is thrown out.
Ale keď sa potkol, tak to, čo bolo na jeho pleci, vypadlo.
Is kind of flicked out, just 2 or 3 meters.
2-3 metre pred neho.
And that was enough for the fireman to come along and spray down Frank.
A potom požiarníci mohli prísť k tomu Frankovi, ktorý mu spadol z pleca a ho vlastne obliať.
The carpet is burnt.
Celý ten koberec bol zhorený.
Frank's clothes are burnt.
Frankové oblečenie bolo zhorené.
His hair is gone.
Nemal vôbec vlasy.
His eyebrows are gone.
Aj jeho obočie už bolo zhorené.
But I mean, otherwise he's okay.
Ale on bol inak úplne okay.
A bit wet from the spray.
Potom bol trošku mokrý.
But he's in perfect condition, not one scratch.
Ale vôbec sa mu nič nestalo, ani jeden škrabanec.
Yeah, a few weeks afterwards his hair was back, his eyebrows were back.
O pár týždňov mu narastli vlasy, narastlo mu obočie.
And Frank woke up in hospital.
Frank sa zobudil v nemocnici.
Yeah, and we found it really difficult to convince Frank of what happened.
A pre nás to bolo ťažké vôbec Franka presvedčiť o tom, čo sa mu stalo.
You see, he wasn't conscious of what happened.
On si nebol vedomý toho, čo sa dialo.
And we had to tell him that what his brother did.
A my sme museli porozprávať, čo pre neho jeho brat urobil.
At the moment when James fell down and his brother rolled forward.
Po chvíli, keď sa James potkol a jeho brat sa zroloval z jeho pleca na zem.
Something extremely heavy like
this. Niečo veľmi ťažké, niečo ako toto.
You know, like a lintel fell on his back and broke it.
Mu padlo na chrbticu a zlomilo mu ju.
Now that wasn't the moment for thinking things.
To nebola chvíľa.
You know, what were you thinking? I wasn't thinking anything.
Ak by ste sa ma opýtali, čo som si v tej chvíli myslel, tak ja som si nemyslela nič, keď mám byť celkovo úprimný. To sú nie situácie, v ktorých môže človek myslieť.
Yeah, but afterwards I thought.
Ale neskôr som si potom pomyslela.
If I were Frank.
Keby som ja bol Frankom.
What would I say to my brother?
Čo by som povedal môjmu bratovi?
What would I do for my brother?
Čo by som urobil pre môjho brata?
Would something change in me after what has now happened?
Zmenilo by sa niečo vo mne po tom všetkom, čo sa stalo?
Or would everything be the same?
Alebo bolo by všetko opäť rovnaké.
Okay. 2 years go by.
Prešli 2 roky.
I am now 18 years old.
Mám 18 rokov.
And I go to Frank's house.
Idem do Frankovho domu.
To pick up Frank.
Aby som ho vyzdvihol.
On my motorbike.
Na mojej motorke.
Because there's a party going on.
Pretože sme išli na party.
It's some girl's birthday.
Nejakého dievčaťa boli narodeniny.
My girlfriend is already there.
Moja priateľka tam už bola.
My girlfriend was Paula Hughes. She lived in Fort George, Strand Road, Balldoyle, County Dublin, and I can even give you her phone number.
To bola presná adresa jeho bývalej priateľky, a keď chcete telefónne číslo, to vám dám.
I loved her.
Ja som ju miloval.
Anyways, Paula Hughes.
Paula
Hughes.
Mm-hmm. Paula sa volá.
In any case, yeah, I'm 18 years old, I'm in love up to here, and I am going to this party, and I'm picking up Frank, and his girlfriend is also there.
Mám 18, som zamilovaný po uši, idem na party, jeho priateľka Frankova tam už
tiež. So I get to Frank's house.
Prídem k nemu domov.
He's living in a bungalow.
A bývali vtedy v bungalove.
The door is open.
Dvere sú otvorené.
This is Ireland many years ago.
Toto je Írsko pred mnohými
rokmi. Nobody closed the door in Ireland.
Nikto si u nás nezatvára dvere. Dvere sú vždy otvorené.
So I walk in.
Tak idem dovnútra.
On the left is the kitchen.
Na ľavo je kuchyňa.
And in the kitchen is Frank's mother.
A v kuchyni je Frankova mama.
And Frank.
A Frank.
And there is a discussion going on.
A oni práve majú, diskutujú oni dvaja.
I don't want any part of this. So I go into the room on the right.
A ja s tým nechcem mať nič dočinenia, tak zabočím do izby doprava.
Which is a small sitting room.
Čo bola taká jak malá obývačka.
James is there.
A James tam je.
James is a very different James than 2 years ago.
A je to celkom iný James ako ten spred 2 rokov.
James will never walk again in his life.
James vie, že už nikdy viac nebude chodiť.
He can't. His vertebrae are cut.
Pretože má preseknutú miechu, takže nemôže sa hýbať, necíti.
His face, this beautiful face that he had.
A jeho nádherná tvár, ktorú mal.
Is all messed up.
Je celá znetvorená.
It's like a bad looking potato that's burnt.
Ako škaredý zemiak, ktorý zhorel.
His hands are all warped.
A ruky má také skrivené.
He will never dance again.
Už nikdy viac nebude tancovať.
He will never play rugby again.
Už nebude nikdy viac hrať rugby.
He will never play guitar again.
Nebude aj nikdy viac hrať na gitare.
He's ashamed to go out.
A hanbí sa vyjsť von.
He doesn't want people to see him.
Ani nechce, aby ho ľudia videli.
Okay. So I go in and I say, "Hello James, how are you?"
Idem dovnútra, hovorím, ahoj James, ako sa máš?
And he says to me,
a on mi toto odpovedal.
And the spit is coming down his mouth.
Slina mu tečie dole ústami.
So I have no idea what he said.
Neviem, čo povedal.
I could never understand.
Ja som už potom nikdy nerozumel.
Maybe his mother did.
Možno jeho matka mu rozumela.
And in the meanwhile there's this argument going on.
A medzi tým sa tam oni dvaja, matka s tým Frankom.
And the mother is saying, "Frank, today is Wednesday. It was a Wednesday."
A ona mu hovorí, "Frank, dnes je streda." A naozaj bola streda.
And there was only one rule in this house.
A hovorí, v našom dome máme len jeden predpis.
And that was, somebody has to be with James.
Niekto musí vždy zostať s Jamesom.
Because James can't feed himself.
Pretože on sa nevie sám najesť.
He cannot walk.
On nedokáže chodiť.
He cannot go to the toilet alone.
On sám ani nevie ísť na záchod.
Somebody has to be with him.
Niekto s ním musí stále byť.
And it was Frank's turn to be that Wednesday at home.
A bolo práve vtedy Frank mal na starosti Jamesa, vtedy mal on zostať doma.
So the mother says, "Please stay with him. It's your duty."
On matka mu teda hovorí, prosím, zostaň s ním.
And Frank says,
"To tvoja povinnosť."
"You never understand me."
A Frank jej odpovedal, ty mi nikdy nerozumieš.
My girlfriend is waiting. This my life doesn't matter to you.
Matilda už na mě čeká, můj život tě vůbec nezaujímá.
And she's saying, look son, just stay with him and read a book.
A mama mu hovorí, prosím tě, zostaň s ním a čítaj si knížku. Já s ním nemůžem
zůstat.
Já s ním nezůstanem.
You know, just read a book, look at the television, look at a video. I can't. And the voices are getting louder and louder.
Pozri si telku, alebo čítaj knihu, alebo nějaké video, a oni se stále hlasnější a hlasnější hádali.
And I don't want to blow your eardrums.
A já vám nechcem preraziť ušné bubienky.
Stay with your brother. No, I can't. I can't stay with this vegetable. I can't stay with this vegetable.
A ona ho prosí stále viac, prosím ťa, zostan s tvojim bratom. A on a to odpovedá, ja nemôžem s ním zostať s touto zeleninou. On, no, že ja s ním proste nebudem.
I cannot stay with this vegetable.
A on povedal doslovne, ja s touto zeleninou nezostanem.
I don't know about Slovakia.
Neviem o Slovensku veľa.
But in Ireland, in my time,
ale v Írsku, v mojich časoch,
that was the worst possible thing you could ever say.
To bolo najhoršie, čo si niekomu mohol povedať.
To a person like James.
K človeku, ako bol James, ktorý, že mu im povedať, že oni len vegetujú.
Because saying you're a vegetable,
povedať to slovo,
means that you are less than human.
To znamenalo, že mu tým vyjadruje, že je menej ako ľudská bytosť.
You are less than an animal.
Si menej ako zviera.
And the only thing you could hear at that moment,
a jedinú vec, ktorú som už v tej chvíli mohol počuť,
was James's wheelchair.
Bol vozíček Jamesa. Ako na ňom ide.
And James is crying.
A jeho pláč.
See, James's mind,
pretože jeho mysel,
understands everything.
Všetko chápe.
Maybe you can't understand when he talks.
Možno nevieš, čo hovorí.
But he is 100% the same James.
Ale on je v hlave 100% ten istý James, ako bol predtým.
That was not a time to start philosophy either.
To nebol vtedy okamih na to, aby som začal nad tým filozofovať.
But afterwards I thought the following.
Ale potom som si pomyslel toto.
If I were James,
keby som ja bol na Jamesovom mieste,
and if by some miracle of God,
a nejakým Božím zázrakom,
or some discovery of science,
alebo nejakým výdobytkom vedy,
if somehow I got my legs back,
keby sa mi opäť vrátila sila do
nôh, do rúk, my face and my body back,
a vrátilo sa mi opäť moje telo, moja tvár,
and if there was a situation, another situation,
a ak by bola ďalšia taká situácia,
like what happened 2 years ago,
ako tá, ktorá sa stala 2 roky predtým,
and I'm down here in the street,
a ja som dole na ceste,
and Frank is up there in the middle of all those flames,
a Frank je opäť tam hore medzi všetkými tými plameňmi,
would I do the same again?
Urobil by som pre ňoho opäť to isté?
Would I?
Urobil by som to.
And I'm going to be very, very honest with you.
A ja vám poviem, ja budem teraz s vami veľmi úprimný voči vám.
I spent many years of my life.
Mnohé roky mojho života som strávil.
Too many years of my life.
Príliš mnohé roky.
Thinking.
Som strávil tým, že som si myslel.
I would never do the same again after what I've heard.
Ja by som nikdy viac už nič také pre neho neurobil po tom, čo som z jeho úst počul.
And then one day,
a potom jedného dňa,
I heard of a person,
som počul o človeku,
called Christ,
ktorý sa volá Kristus,
and I read a book,
a prečítal som si knihu,
I thought, wow, this is something I've never seen before.
A myslel som si, wow, to takéto niečo som ešte nikdy nevidel.
That somebody,
že niekto,
takes me, a person like me,
človeka takého ako som ja,
or you,
alebo ako si ty,
on his back,
zoberie na svoje plece,
is tortured and is crucified,
nechá sa mučiť a ukrižovať,
and gives his life,
a dá za mňa svoj život,
for me,
za mňa,
Unbelievable.
Neuveriteľné.
And this guy is God?
A tento muž je dokonca Boh.
And I thought to myself.
A ja som si myslel.
Only God could do that.
To dokáže len Boh.
Because I wouldn't.
Pretože ja by som to nedokázal.
2000 years ago.
Pred 2000 rokmi.
Somebody said.
Niekto povedal.
Put everything that you have, your past, in my hands.
Vlož všetko, čo máš, celú tvoju minulosť do mojich rúk.
And I will make you anew.
A ja ťa urobím novým človekom.
You can trust me.
Môžeš mi dôverovať.
Unbelievable.
Neuveriteľné.
You know, a few years ago.
Pred niekoľkými rokmi.
And I'll finish off, right? I'm supposed to finish.
Mám skončiť.
No, yeah, you guys. He says, yeah, go on till 12 o'clock.
On to hovorí, že mám pokračovať.
What do you guys, you know? Will you give me 5 more minutes?
Môžem ešte 5 minút?
Or 3?
3.
You know, a few years ago,
pred niekoľkými rokmi,
I was working in the north of Mexico.
Som pracoval v severnom Mexiku.
And right over the border,
around
the San Antonio area,
v oblasti San Antonio,
a lot of girls were disappearing.
Mizli dievčatá.
And when they were found,
a keď ich našli,
they were dead.
Boli mŕtve.
Raped.
Boli znásilnené.
Cut up.
Zmrzačené.
Extremely cruel.
Bolo to niečo veľmi zákerné.
A serial killer was loose.
Bol to taký sériový zabijak, ktorý sa tam niekde poniekol.
It was so bad.
Bolo to také strašné.
What this guy was doing.
Čo robil tento muž?
That he was called the monster.
Že ho volali monster.
Yeah. Worse than Jack the Ripper.
A horší, jak ten rozparovač, či jak sa volá.
He was caught by the FBI.
Potom ho FBI chytila.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation. They caught him.
Chytili ho.
They tried him. They tried him. He was, a judgment was made.
Potom bol na súde.
And in Texas, he was given the death penalty.
A potom ho odsúdili na smrť.
The electric chair.
Mal teda zomrieť na elektrickom kresle.
The date was set for his execution.
Aj už mali dátum jeho
Journalists opravy. And camera people
už poslali žurnalistov, kamery a ľudia z celej krajiny sa tam vlastne zhromaždili.
And one person, a woman around 38, 39 years old.
A jeden človek, bola to žena, mala 38-39 rokov.
Went to the prison director.
Išla k riaditeľovi tohto väzenia.
And she asked his permission.
A vypýtala si povolenie.
To speak to this monster.
Aby sa s týmto netvorom mohla porozprávať.
The night before he was executed.
A to bol večer predtým, ako ho vlastne popravili.
She was there for 3.5 hours.
Bola tam s ním 3,5 hodiny.
When she came out,
a keď vyšla von,
the journalists and television people were furious.
Žurnalisti a kameramani a ľudia z televízie boli už celí naštvaní.
Because they thought that this was an act of mercy for this monster.
Pretože oni si mysleli, že tam sa udial nejaký
akt
milosrdenstva pre tohto
netvora.
A že určite tento netvor si to nevážil, tento prejav milosrdenstva.
According to these people, this monster merited to be thrown into hell.
Podľa nich tento netvor mal byť rovnohodený do pekla.
And they asked this lady,
a tak sa pýtali tejto pani,
why did you do this?
Prečo si to urobila?
And she said,
a ona povedala,
I did it because I love him.
Ja som to urobila, pretože ho milujem.
It was her son.
To bol jej syn.
Her son was the monster.
Jej syn bol tento netvor.
And I thought to myself,
a ja som si vtedy myslel,
if a woman is capable of that,
ak žena je takéhoto niečo schopná,
what does it mean,
čo to znamená,
that there's a God in heaven,
že máme Boha v nebi,
who loves us,
ktorý nás miluje,
who's crazy about us,
ktorý je do nás bláznený.
Because that guy that saved me and you,
pretože ten človek, ten muž, ktorý zachránil mňa aj vás,
I have told him in my life thousands of times,
ja som mu tisíckrát počas môjho života povedal,
vegetable,
že ty si zelenina.
That means if I were looking at a cross,
znamená, keby som sa pozrel na kríž,
Jesus Christ on the cross,
a Ježiš Kristus na kríži,
I would look at it and say, you're useless.
Ako by som mu hovoril, si
úplne na nič.
Si zlyhal.
You mean nothing to me.
Nič pre mňa neznamenáš.
And in spite of that,
a napriek tomu,
forgives.
Vždy, keď ideme na spoveď, vždy nám odpúšťa.
Every time I come out of confession, I'm like the day I was born. I'm like the day I was baptized.
Každý krát, keď vidím zo spovede, tak som ako znovu narodený, ako keby som bol ako v ten deň, keď som bol pokrstený.
How does this work?
Ako to vlastne funguje?
It can't work if God is not almighty.
To by nefungovalo, keby Boh nebol všemohúci.
But we all believe in that God is almighty.
Ale my všetci tu veríme, že Boh je všemohúci.
If there's one person in all this universe,
keby jeden človek na celom svete,
that is interested in your life,
sa zaujíma o váš život,
in your past, present and future,
vašu minulosť, prítomnosť a budúcnosť,
it's big G.
Je to veľké J.
God.
A veľké
big G is God.
Boh. Veľké B.
Okay. So, you know, get your act together. So I come back to the first thing that I said.
Takže
now, what would I tell you if this was the last, if this was the first and last time we ever see one another?
Takže vrátim sa späť k začiatku, keď som hovoril, že čo by som vám povedal, keby toto bolo prvé, posledné stretnutie s vami.
And it could be.
Možno, že to je.
Maybe the next time we see one another is, you know, in heaven.
Možno, že na budúce, keď sa uvidíme, to už bude v nebi.
Or in purgatory.
Alebo vo očistci.
Yeah. If I get into purgatory, I say, well, I've made it.
Keď sa dostanem do očistca, tak si pomyslím, zvládol som to.
You know? So, you know, what can we say to such a God?
Čo takému Bohu povieme?
In 1980, when was it that Pope John Paul II was shot? What year was that?
1980.
This was probably before you were born, right?
V tom roku bol atentát na pápeža. To bolo asi predtým, ako ste sa narodili.
This here is a relic of John Paul II.
Toto je relikvia Jana Pavla II. Však.
This here is John Paul II.
To je Jan Pavel II. Tu.
I don't want to
prilepený.
It's there. It's him. Yeah, it's a picture of him. Do you remember this guy?
Pamätáte si ho?
How many of you got to know him?
Koľko z vás ho ešte spoznali?
None of you?
Nikto? Kto ho ešte?
Who has not heard of John Paul II?
Kto z vás nepočul nikdy o Jánovi Pavlovi II?
Okay, you've all heard of him.
Tak všetci ste o ňom počuli.
He was the Pope before Benedict.
To bol pápež, ktorý bol pred Benediktom.
And in the 1980s,
a v 80-tych rokoch,
he was in an audience in Rome.
Audiencii v Ríme.
I was in Rome at that time.
Ja som vtedy v Ríme bol tiež.
I was not present for that audience.
Nebol som na tej audiencii.
But a man called Aliaca.
Ale muž, ktorý sa volal Aliakča,
shot John Paul II.
Na neho vystrelil.
The reaction of everybody.
A reakcia tých ľudí.
In all Italy and all over the place.
Reakcia celého Talianska, celého sveta.
They wanted to lynch this Aliaca.
Všetci chceli tohto človeka, tohto Aliaca.
They wanted justice.
Ho chceli mať preč.
Sandro Pertini was the president of Italy at that time.
Prezident Talianska v tom čase.
He was normally a very tranquil man.
On bol normálne veľmi pokojný človek.
Italiano. Tranquil. He was, when he came on television, he was just fire. He said, come on, my impossible. possibile che questo succeda in questa Repubblica Italiana? He was just blowing up.
Keď ho dali do televízneho programu a on o tom rozprával, bol celý rozčulený,
úplne
ako sa toto mohlo stať v Taliansku, v tejto civilizovanej krajine, sa tam nad tým rozčuloval.
Everybody wanted it. Aliaga.
A všetci chceli, aby Aliakča bol znesený zo sveta.
The Pope was in the hospital Gemelli.
A pápež bol na klinike Gemelli.
And after I don't know how many hours of operations.
Neviem, koľko hodín ho tam operovali.
He appeared on public television.
A potom, keď sa už ukázal a hovoril v televízii.
It was the very first time.
Bolo to prvýkrát,
that the whole world,
že celý svet
saw a pope,
videli pápeža
in bed,
v posteli.
And it was the hospital bed.
To bolo v nemocnici, v nemocničnej posteli.
And he was still fixed with the drip,
ešte stále mu tiekla infúzia a kábliky a všetky tie hadičky.
But he wanted to give a message.
Ale on chcel povedať posolstvo svetu.
He could hardly talk.
On skoro nevedel rozprávať ešte.
But he wanted to say something.
Ale niečo chcel povedať.
And his words were very, very short.
Jeho slova boli veľmi krátke.
He said,
povedal,
io con tutto il mio cuore,
celé z celého mojho srdca,
perdono a questo il mio fratello,
odpúšťam tomuto môjmu bratovi.
Total contrast to what everybody else was thinking.
Totálny kontrast, celototálny kontrast k tomu, čo chceli všetci ostatní
ľudia. And once again I thought to myself, if a normal human, if a human being is capable of that.
A ja som si vtedy opäť pomyslel, keď ľudská bytosť, keď človek toto niečo, takéto niečo dokáže.
Then what is God Almighty capable of?
Potom čoho je schopný všemohúci Boh?
He's crazy about us.
On je do nás bláznený.
So never give up hope.
Takže nikdy nestracajte nádej.
God is not interested in your past.
Boh sa nezaujíma o vašu minulosť.
Put it in his hands.
Položte toto vašu minulosť do jeho.
You need a good confession.
Ak potrebujete dobrú spoveď.
Go and get it.
Choďte.
Oh, I'm afraid to say what I did.
Bojím sa povedať toto alebo hento.
And priests like people like me.
Kňazi sú ľudia.
I was worse than you could ever be.
A ja ako kňaz som bol horší ako vy všetci tu.
Yeah, we heard things. Yeah, you know, confession. Yeah, you know, sometimes I've been sitting down in a confession box for 16, 20 hours, one hour after the other. You know?
Ja som už sedel raz v spovedelnici aj 16 hodín.
After 3 hours, your back is aching.
Po 3 hodinách vás bolí chrbát.
You know, after 8 hours.
Po 8 hodinách.
You know, you don't know where you are.
Už nevieš, ani kde si.
You know, 10 hours and you're trying to keep awake.
Po 10 hodinách sa snažíš byť hore.
And this everything is going on. And you know, have you ever met a murderer? Somebody who killed somebody else?
Už ste niekedy stretli niekoho, kto niekoho zabil, vraha?
Count the number of times that I did.
Už nepočítam, koľkokrát som takého človeka stretol.
Have you ever met a real life thief?
Stretli ste niekoho, kto kradne, zlodeja?
Somebody who would kill you for $5.
Kto by vás zabil za 5 korún?
I did once. I was sitting down. It was in Medjugorje.
Bolo to v Medjugorju.
And I was sitting down on this bench and there was a guy called up to me and said in an English accent, You know, father, I'm a thief.
Prišiel za mňou, bol to Medjugorje, sedel som na lavičke a prišiel za mňou muž, ktorý takým anglickým akcentom povedal, že ja som zlodej.
You're a thief, I don't believe you.
Ja som sa na neho pozrel z hore dole, som si ho premeral a sa povedal, že ja ti neverím. A on vložil ruku do vrecka.
And he said, is this yours, father?
Je to vaša peňaženka?
Yeah, and I believe you.
A vtedy som mu uveril.
No matter what we've done, God will forgive us.
Nezáleží na tom, čo sme urobili, Boh nám to odpúšťa.
So what are you waiting for?
Na čo čakáte?
Are you ashamed to say your sins?
Sa hanbíte povedať vaše hriechy?
If you're not,
ak sa nehanbíte,
you're not human.
Tak nie ste ľudia.
Every time I go to confession, I find it so difficult.
vždy, keď idem na spoveď, je to pre mňa strašne
ťažké. But there's one thing that motivates me.
Ale jedna vec ma vždy motivuje.
Deus caritas est.
Že Boh je láska.
God is crazy about each and every one of us.
Boh je zbláznený do každého jedného z nás.
And if there's one person in the whole universe who wants us to reach our destiny.
A ak existuje jeden človek na svete, ktorý chce, aby sme dosiahli náš cieľ.
Guess who it is.
Čo myslíte, kto to je?
Amen. Thank you very much for your attention.
Ďakujem vám za vašu pozornosť.